And currently, we have 72 degrees now in Appomattox, 75 in Roanoke and Salem, 74 in Danville, 72 in Bedford, 73 in Lynchburg.
Okay. All right. So Mark Levin, making the rounds a little bit. He's a constitutional lawyer, has his own show on Fox News on Sunday night. This is him appearing on Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Futures program, which runs on Fox on Sunday mornings and then in the afternoon around 3. This is Mark Levin just talking about some of the things that happened and some of the fallout. He is an expert on the Supreme Court. There we go. Much more better.
First of all, we don't need lectures from Joe Biden, who plagiarized his way through law school. He has no idea what's going on. Secondly, the media in America are so thoroughly corrupt. They haven't read Roe v. Wade or the subsequent Casey decision or even this decision. And thirdly, neither has Pelosi or Schumer, because they come right out of the box. Here's the decision. How do they know what's in the decision in 30 seconds to have press releases and so forth? And they're lying about this decision. This decision is very simple. Here we have what's called the Constitution of the United States. Not the tax code. It's not Obamacare. It's very simple. It's about 5,000 words, and you can look all you want. The word abortion is not in there. And it's never going to be in there unless they add to it. Here's the deal. Really, Roe versus Wade wasn't overturned. Roe versus Wade was fundamentally altered by a decision in 1992, Roe was 1973, called the Casey decision in Pennsylvania, which changed the trimester test and had the undue burden and viability test, which they basically stole from Europe and from other kinds of laws we have in this country. The Supreme Court has been shooting from the hip on abortion now for about half a century. And that's why I have all these cases keep working their way to the Supreme Court from federal district courts. And so all these pro-abortion groups constantly litigating to prevent the states from having any regulation whatsoever. And let's be clear about what this decision says. This decision says something really unique in American history. We have a very, very powerful body, the Supreme Court, saying we don't have any power. When's the last time you heard Congress or the president or the bureaucracy say, we don't have any power, so we're going to give this authority where it belongs, back to the people in the states? It's that simple. They're interpreting the Constitution. It's not taking anybody's rights away. It's not giving rights to anybody. First of all, God does that. But that said, there's 50 states for a reason. We're not a parliamentary system like in Canada, like in France. We have 50 states for a reason, 50 legislatures for a reason. So decisions can be made by the people in these states. The majority leader in the Senate is from New York. The speaker's from San Francisco. They don't get to decide everything in between the country and try and impose their will.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, two liberal parts of the country, the two blue states, the bookends, you know. But there's a lot of America in between.
Right. And, you know, everybody thinks the grass is always greener. We had the story earlier today about, you know, Green Day. The lead singer, he's renouncing his citizenship and he's going to move to England.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Look at the tax structure over there, buddy.
You're right. not just the tax structure. I was watching a show this weekend and they were talking about how poorly they treat elderly people over there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they mentioned that I thought was ironic was, you know, we charge them for internet when they don't even have a phone or a computer.
Mm.
I mean, you know, they're paying for things that they don't even have a service for.
Oh, gee.
I mean,
wonderful?
There was a litany of things that was listed, you know, in that.
Wow.
And I just thought, guys, there's no nirvana.
Right.
There is no nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid a lot of people aren't going to realize how great America was until it's gone.
Yeah.
Until they've destroyed it or until they leave it. I mean, it's just like when you're a kid. Do you remember when you were a teenager and you just couldn't wait? I'm going to leave home I'm going to be able to do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be yesterday, my oldest son said, man, I got to get tires for my car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being an adult sucks.
It does.
It is terrible.
Because all that responsibility,
there's
man.
So much stupid,
drag me down.
Stupid responsibility. You're bringing me down, man.
I want to go surfing.
Well, fortunately, my kids aren't like that, but they are in that process. They're at that age mm-hmm. where they're figuring out, I had it pretty good.
Yeah.
I had it really good and didn't even know it. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing right yeah. now. Just spoiled
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
They don't realize how good they have it. Mm-hmm. They don't appreciate what they have.
Right.
And they may not until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And good job. I mean, you're pushing it out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
With this current president, for sure. But I can remember being a kid and moving away from home, and even little things, like it was so annoying to buy toilet paper. And paper towels and things like that. It was just so frustrating because you didn't appreciate that your parents did all that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
For you. Those are things you have to have.
And now because the costs have jumped.
Oh, yeah.
Up on everything. Did you hear the CBS News? To rent a car is 40% more than it was, or $40 more per day.
Right.
Than it was last in 2019 or
And there's a lot of people who have vacations planned and they're going to take those vacations anyway.
Sticker shock. And she said, if you can find a car, too.
If you can find a car. Mm. But then you've got, you know, the gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
And then the accommodations are, and then eating out.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Or the grocery store, wherever mm-hmm. it is that you happen to be staying.
Right.
I mean, it's all more expensive than...
$7 Duke's mayonnaise down in South Carolina.
About had a coronary right there on the aisle.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with that lady? Oh, she's just upset about the Duke's mayonnaise. I'm so upset. I don't know what
Janet
to do.
Moving in slow motion.
What is happening? Happening. Well, things are changing in Richmond. Virginia's Department of General Services installing more fencing around Capitol Square in Richmond.
Okay.
As abortion advocates prepare to continue protesting over the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade.
Wow.
Capitol Square will remain open unless the department, Capitol Police, and other law enforcement agencies determine safety concerns require to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
They have added protective fencing in some areas to secure Capitol Square and to ensure the safety of the public and Capitol grounds. They've taken similar preparatory measures around the Capitol, including during racial justice protests in 2020. Demonstrators made their way to Capitol Square early Friday to protest the high court's ruling. And there's a rumor, we had someone call in earlier talking about some type of protest at Monument Steps between 5 and 7, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's when it was. Yeah, I should have wrote that one down, but Eric called in a little while ago.
And he was telling
us about
it.
Kind of an impromptu thing. They're just kind of throwing it together to support.
And they're wanting to have some people there to represent both sides.
Yeah.
Again, if you feel compelled to do that, please be on your best behavior and conduct yourselves.
Yeah. Janet says, you know, correctly spell.
Spell your signs correctly. I think
use
that's important.
Grammar.
Make sure you're not saying anything disgusting like the people that were in front of the community market.
Right.
The family farmers market.
Right.
Thanks for bringing that trash down there. So it was so gross. People are disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm giving up on humanity, but it's really close.
Well, yeah, there's, we saw a lot of that over the weekend. And then of course the places that were damaged in our listening area, the pregnancy centers and just, you know, that they're using the same phrase, you know, if abortions aren't safe, neither are you, you know.
Whatever.
You know, Jane's Revenge.
And I saw one this weekend that said, we have a government that can protect babies in the womb, but they can't protect children from getting shot at school. Like, well, you can blame your current president on that one.
He won't support the fortifying of schools.
According to his press secretary, mm-hmm. that's not something he's in support of.
Right.
Isn't that the word
she
used?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Not really in support of that.
No. They want to protect the kids.
Right.
I don't
get it either. Yeah, but it's interesting when they say that.
Yeah.
So it just makes you want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you want to drink more. But here's a thing.
Also, it assumes you've already been drinking.
Well, please, sir, may I have another? They're saying if you drink a beer a day, though, it could keep the doctor away.
Really?
Yep. There's a new study out that says It balances
any kind of beer.
Your tummy, you know.
Oh, your gut. Yeah,
yeah, your gut. Mm-hmm. They say it keeps your gut healthier. Mm-hmm. If you limit it to a 1 11 fluid ounce serving of lager.
Oh, it has to be a lager.
It can be. Yeah. It can be alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
Okay. All right.
Either one.
Yeah.
But according to the testing. Two groups that drank 11 fluid ounces of lager beer at dinner for 4 weeks showed marked improvement on the bacteria in their bodies.
Okay. All right, babe, go out and get the Sam Adams. Or the Guinness, I guess, does lagers, right?
Well, what's the difference in a beer and a lager? I don't know.
I don't know. Lagers are darker, I believe. And maybe it's the things that are darker in the beer that really make the difference in the gut.
Hmm. Maybe.
Could be.
We'll come back and tell you like the difference idea. In beer and lager. I don't know. Oh, it says, firstly, there's no difference between beer and lager. Lager is a type of beer. So is ale.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. More research to go.
It's how they're brewed, apparently. I'm looking on it.
8:17 on the Morning Jam. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, going, going.
The definition of the word jam. To pack something tightly. A machine seizing or becoming stuck. A sweet preserve made from fruit. A common sense radio talk show. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Yes. 8:21.
So you do know what time it is.
Yeah.
I do care.
Okay.
So good. There's that. So we were talking about how scientists are saying now mm-hmm. that if you drink 11 ounces of lager, either alcoholic or non-alcoholic, mm-hmm. a day, it improves your health. Your gut health.
Yeah.
So forget all those probiotics and all that stuff. Just, you know, pop open a Dos Equis. So we were wanting to know the difference between lager and a beer okay. and an ale.
Right.
Because it's very specific.
Sure.
It needs to be lager. Mm-hmm. Apparently it has to do with the way the beer is brewed.
Okay.
Lager is fermented slowly at low temperatures, and they ferment from the bottom up.
Interesting.
Ales ferment quickly from the top down and are brewed in a warm environment.
Okay. All right.
So beer is lager and ales. So there you go. So there's no difference in beer and lager.
Mm-hmm.
A beer can be a lager. A lager can be a beer, but a lager can't be an ale. Uh-huh. See?
Are you sure?
Have you talked
to the right communities to find out?
Well,
brewery communities?
I mean, they may be identifying as an ale, but they really, at the end of the day, they're still fermented the same way.
Science.
There's so many analogies going on right now.
Science is subjective, you know.
Not to me. Angela says, non-alcoholic as well. That would be good, but expensive.
Right. Hmm. Well, it costs extra money to withhold an ingredient.
Is non-alcoholic lager more expensive than regular?
I really don't know. I've had non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
Tastes pretty good.
So
it's got that same taste.
It's got the flavor
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
This does include your Mexican lagers like Modelo and Dos Equis.
Yeah, I like Modelo.
Heineken is a lager. So there's a lot of different options out there. It doesn't have to be the dark. You're saying
maybe
it was just the dark. It's not just the dark.
Good.
So I thought that was interesting.
I'm answering not a beer all your beer questions. Well, we're trying. And maybe you're an expert. 866-916-3776. We'll do your take. I have friends that like are really into bourbon.
We need our
bourbon.
Loose shoe guy.
Yeah,
to reach out to us.
They are bourbon people, and I mean the whole one wall of the house. As a matter of fact, he said, you haven't been over it in a while. The house is starting to lean now because they've got so much bourbon on the one end of the house. They've added to their
So what's the point of collecting it if they're not going to enjoy it?
Well, a lot of it's there to look at, like a beautiful library.
Okay.
Some of it, you open the book occasionally and maybe read a couple pages out of a chapter, pour a sip. And yeah, some of them are straight out collector's items. Because one of them has, I believe, Richard Petty on it. I mean, he's had that one a long time.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
So it's like an expensive collection that he dips into occasionally.
Well, I mean, people collect wine and things like that. That's always been the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, let's not forget, during Prohibition, all the rich people went and bought up all kinds of things because it wasn't illegal to drink if you had your own private stash.
Ah, okay.
So there's that. We got some text in about some of the protesting that's been going on in our area.
Right.
I think if you don't have common decency in a family-zoned area like the market, there should be a community service type of punishment. Butt heads.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, the market is a place that people just want to go and enjoy their Saturday, there's always a lot of people there, so mm-hmm. I guess that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a rumor today that people are going to be there both for and against at Monument Terrace.
I didn't see any. I mean, I know in Phoenix and in Portland, there was some people getting out of control. The irony is Starbucks and Dick's Sporting Goods came out right away and said, we will pay for our people to go across state lines to get their abortions. So two places not to go, people, if you're pro-life. And the irony, Starbucks and Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods was one of them.
Yes. Yep. Well, if Dick's Sporting Goods hadn't done enough to get rid of all their
guns,
their hunting people, then that pretty much ought to be the old nail in the coffin.
And the irony is, in Portland, they, you know, demolished a Starbucks. I'm going, wait, don't break the windows. They support you. Too late.
Yeah.
That's when you get, when a frenzy gets out of control, you don't care.
That's what happens. They're like rabid dogs.
Yeah, they really are.
And of course, now there were also rumors that, not rumors, there's footage of people protesting in Washington saying, you know, burn it to the ground.
Right.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a insurrection.
Wow.
You're going to burn it to the ground? Is anybody talking about that?
No.
Nah.
No, these are, they're highly emotional people right now.
They're justified.
Because they lost one of their, dare say, God-given rights to abortion.
Well, what is it you called? It's their...
It's their sacrament.
Yeah, it's their sacrament.
It's their sacrament. Rush said that years ago, and I said, come on, Rush. But then I grew to believe it because it really is. I mean, they will go to that altar, and they will pretty much do anything, and maybe they will try to burn it down.
Bill says it's better for those companies to have those women at work. Don't want them burdened down with any children.
Right.
Maybe y'all should just, instead of handing out your stupid little mugs to your employees, maybe you should hand out some, you know, little prophylactics with that little mermaid on it. How about that? Let's do that. And then they don't even have to take a day off for you to go murder the baby.
Well, that's true.
See?
Well, you know,
always
what?
Always thinking.
Somebody.
This is a brilliant marketing mind you're sitting beside.
It is. And there's no doubt. I also heard some stories over the weekend that it's actually a lot cheaper for the company to help someone abort their child than give them maternity leave. So
nobody's thinking about that.
Could be a numbers game, too. Hey, let them get the abortion. We'll pay X dollars. It's 80% cheaper than maternity leave.
See, it's just ironic to me that we've got that going on, and yet they're giving maternity leave to men now. So.
Well, men that were once women.
Well, no, all men.
Oh, that's right. No, I was thinking of the emoji.
All men. You know? All men can take
maternity leave.
Maternity leave. I don't know how you're supposed to feed your family that way.
Well, our transportation secretary took maternity leave. Nobody knew where he was. He was on maternity leave for their child and for weeks. Mm. But I think he's back riding his bike to work. Well, okay, he rode it for a block, and then they put it back in the SUV, where the SUV brought him 90% of the way to work.
So the White House, once again, is trying to go back and clean up Joe Biden's...
What's he doing now?
Well...
What did he say?
Biden still does not support court packing, White House confirms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Democrats in Congress want to expand the courts. Of course, they've been talking about that for a while. President Joe Biden does not support Democrats pushing to expand the Supreme Court, the White House announced on Saturday. White House Press Secretary, oh boy, Corinne Jean-Pierre
Van Damme
confirmed the president's position on the issue during an Air Force One press gaggle.
Mm-hmm.
Some Democrats have argued for court packing in recent years, but those calls were amplified following Friday's decision on Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Many of Biden's fellow Democrats have argued for expanding the court to offset the influence of the three justices under former President Donald Trump's administration. So I know I was asked this question yesterday, and I've been asked it before, and I think the president himself about expanding the court, she said to reporters, that is something the president does not agree with. That's not something he wants to do.
Hmm.
So there you go.
I heard over the weekend the reason we have nine Supreme Court justices because there were nine district courts, I believe, and now there's 13. And that's the reason they...
That's their justification.
Yeah, and we need to balance things out. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. It's worked all these years. Let's let it continue to work. Now that it's working in conservatives' favor, they want to trash the whole thing.
Yeah, now that we're not legislating from the bench like we have been.
And pushing it back to the states where it ought to be legislated.
Where it belongs, yeah.
Guys aren't doing their job up there in Washington. Otherwise, this wouldn't even be a problem. You should have codified Roe v. Wade when you had the chance. And some even argued over the weekend that Ginsburg should have retired knowing she wasn't doing well and they could have got a Democrat in her place. So they're going after even her.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking at 76 degrees in Roanoke, Lynchburg 75. I still have Des Moines in here. It's 60 degrees in Des Moines. Danville 75 degrees right now. A temperature is not too bad.
Glad I'm not in Des Moines.
Well, might need a sweater.
Maybe.
Oh, Lordy. So let's take a look at a couple of stories. One of the things that I've been kind of keeping track of is what's going down on the south side. It's called Mornings on Main. Today it's going to happen at 10 a.m. You can go there in person, 208 North Union Street, or you can do it via Zoom. The June Morning on Main topic is going to revolve around homelessness and panhandling in downtown Danville. This was voiced during last month's meeting, and if you would like to take part in that and find out what's going on in your community, again, you can. And I'll go ahead and put this link up on our Facebook page, so you can go right to our Facebook page and find the link that way to sign in.
A Catholic church in Reston was targeted Sunday. Police are investigating for arson and graffiti following the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade. Fairfax County Fire and Rescue responded to a call about 6:45 a.m. Sunday morning and found smoldering mulch at the St. John Newman Catholic Community Church. Firefighters detected an accelerant that was likely used to start the fire. Graffiti was found on a sign at the entrance of the church and three other places in the back of the building. Words reading, "This won't stop," were marked at the entrance at the church. The spray-painted graffiti was related to, of course, the ruling on Friday.
Yeah.
They have continued to increase patrols at places of worship connected with community faith leaders and are working with our regional law enforcement partners to determine who is responsible.
All right. 8:36 on the morning, Jam. It's Monday morning. We'd love for you to call us. Still chance to chime in before Janet's Five and Dine. 866-916-3776. We've been covering a lot of ground this morning as far as the abortion debate and other things. We really didn't give a whole lot of... we talked about it on Friday before we knew Roe v. Wade was truly going to get, you know, put to the side. We were talking about the Second Amendment stuff, but pretty big weekend. Not too much violence, not as much violence, Janet, as I predicted. I really thought they would go a little more crazy than they did, although it was pretty tense in some places. And, you know, it's still early, really. They're going to use this, as you've already stated earlier in the show. This is their topic they're going to run on. And I say,
November,
bring it on.
Sure.
Bring it on. If you're a Democrat and you want to push abortion at any time, even up to the time of birth. And now, you know, we've got conversations of people saying post-birth abortions, mm-hmm. which is really infanticide, you know, so it really is either way. But it just seems interesting that you could make that choice after the baby's born.
Well, an item that we want to make sure that you're aware of, there have been some pain relievers sold nationwide at retailers Kroger and Walgreens that have been recalled. Bottles of acetaminophen, pain reliever acetaminophen, arthritis pain acetaminophen, aspirin, and ibuprofen sold at various Kroger and Walgreens nationwide all pose a risk of poisoning if the contents are swallowed by young children. Mm. The medicines must be in child-resistant packaging as required. About 35,000 100-count bottles of Kroger acetaminophen, the red, white, and gray label is in that. And then more than 137,000 150-count bottles of Walgreens pain reliever acetaminophen. And then there's also the Kroger arthritis pain acetaminophen. So if you have pain relievers from Kroger or from Walgreens, you need to do your research on that and make sure that that it's not part of that recall there. That's important to do.
Okay.
We also have some good news out of the Bristol area.
All right.
Or at least the people in Bristol are excited about it.
All right. What's
the Hard Rock Casino Bristol is gearing up for opening day. That seems like that turned around quickly.
Yeah.
Wasn't that approved after the Danville one?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm almost positive that it was. Mm. Hard Rock Casino Bristol gave people the opportunity to sign up for their loyalty program that started this weekend. You're given a free card and you earn points every time you purchase something at the casino.
Okay.
And they can be used at their casinos around the country. Vice President of Marketing said you'll be able to redeem the points that you earn in Bristol, in London, in our Hard Rock Cafe in Florida, at our Guitar Hotel, and all over the country.
Okay.
They're opening on July the 8th.
Wow, that is fast.
Did you just like sprinkle casino dust? What happened?
Boom.
I know. Wow.
Jumped up out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
866-916-3776 is the phone number. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the Morning Jam.
Morning, guys. How are y'all today?
Doing good. What's up?
Good, good. Hey, you remember the that liberal clown, George, who used to call up all the time, and most of the time he didn't make a lick of sense, but it's too bad. I don't hear many liberals calling in on 100.9 all the time, and I guess they couldn't take the truth of, like, when the Roe versus Wade that was overturned or handed back to the states, because the conservatives, when things go against us, I mean, we don't riot, we don't vandalize or break glasses or burn cars. But when things don't go their way, they just have a complete hissy fit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that it's been talked about this morning, but it just needs to be said again. And I don't know if it's going to do any good or not, but at least we just put it on the table and we know it's there.
Yeah.
I've debated George a time or
I've
two.
I've heard that.
And,
have you really?
And, oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. And look, we welcome that. I mean, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I've had many, many debates with him. And I think there was one called Ron that used to call in.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get probably as sympathetic ear as perhaps some folks might give them.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, welcome to say what they thought.
Sure.
But we would also, you know, correct that, as we do with all viewpoints. If you're a conservative, you call in and you get something wrong, we're going to call that out too.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. It all, the knife and the sword, it always cuts both ways. So
sure.
But I just don't hear much of it anymore. I don't know. Maybe my timing isn't right when I'm tuning in, so I'll have to listen more often there. But my time's limited on the radio there. But
sure.
Anyways, I was just y'all have a good week. Good day.
You too.
We'll talk to you soon. Now.
All right. Take care, Kevin. Right, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, we take.
But we don't turn that away. No. I mean, anybody's welcome to call in. And as a matter of fact, I would welcome a civil conversation right. with sure. someone who disagrees with that. Because I think if we had some civil conversations, we would come to more terms about how we could work together and stop these pregnancies before they even happen.
Right, right.
Which is what needs to be the focus.
Absolutely. Preventative maintenance.
Right, exactly. It's important.
It is.
And it works.
Something we don't argue over much, usually, is Five and Dine.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day and working hard to keep their prices low so you can keep your food budget in check, which is a little bit challenging these days. Sign up to be a VIP customer. We'll tell you how you can save even more money that way. Today is a quick 30-minute meal that I think you'll love. I made it last night for my boys with a couple of changes there. It's a 30-minute sausage and shrimp gumbo. And at F&L, they've got beautiful smoked sausages there. They have gorgeous Argentine shrimp and some beautiful chicken thighs, which is typically what I would use in a gumbo.
Gotcha.
This one, you're going to start in a Dutch oven. You're going to heat it over medium heat. You're going to cook up the onions, bell pepper, and the celery together. And then I'll throw in the garlic at the last minute. Stir in your flour and make a roux out of it. And it'll take you 2 or 3 minutes to do that. And then you're going to be adding in all the rest of the magic. Your can of 14-ounce diced tomatoes, undrained. 2.5 cups of chicken broth. You're going to put in a bay leaf, a couple of teaspoons of Cajun or Creole seasoning, some chili powder, some pepper, some hot sauce. I even throw in some cayenne if I'm really feeling spicy. And then I let the chicken thighs actually just cook and poach in that mixture and cook down. You're also going to sear up that sausage, put that in there, and then add the shrimp at the very end. I tell you, I usually add the shrimp separately because my boys fight and they go through and pick out all the shrimp out of the gumbo. Okay. So you got to be careful with that.
Gotcha.
Once it's ready to serve up, you're going to take some cooked rice, put that in your bowl, pour the gumbo over top, and top it with some green onions. This is a quick gumbo. Usually mine takes a little bit longer. You want to see the recipe? All you got to do is go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes we share here on the Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above. Tried this recipe last
Before
night. It was a good one.
Coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
To admit it's getting better, a little better, all the time. To admit it's getting better since you've been mine.
Getting so much better all the time.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
8:49. One more segment for you here on this Monday. If you missed any of the program, you can find it a little bit later on our SoundCloud page. Type in SoundCloud, and then in the search window, type in The Morning Jam on VTRN. And today's date, you'll catch all of it, including Janet's 5 and 9 will be up there as a separate file as well. So, and then our Morning Jam eye-opener.
Hey, Alexa, play VTRN. Do you use Alexa?
I don't have Alexa.
Alexa can be fun. It creeps me out, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
And
do you have
it? If I didn't think, I did have one because I used to be married to someone who was like
electronically
just obsessed with all things latest gadgety kind of things. Yeah. I live a more simple life now.
I gotcha.
And I'm okay with that.
And what is it, Winston? Winston, stop barking.
Right. Yes. If Alexa could help me with that, maybe that would be good, you know. Rogan, put down my underwear. If I could do that, like yesterday.
Okay, I don't know if I'm
going
to go there.
Mark came up and said, "Have you seen my Good Matthews hat?"
Right.
And I was like, "No." He's like, it's my good one. It's, I mean, he's in a full-blown panic. And I said, did you leave it down where little puppies can get it?
Right.
And his eyes like got really big. I said, I would recommend checking the front yard. That's what I would recommend. And that's where he found it.
Oh, okay.
In the front yard. It wasn't destroyed. He just wanted to be close to Dad, I think.
Okay. All right.
Alexa may soon have some new talents to offer you. They might be able to replicate the voice of family members even after they're gone.
I saw this story.
The capability unveiled at Amazon's conference in Las Vegas is in development. Mm-hmm. It would allow the virtual assistant to mimic the voice of a specific person based on a less than a minute of provided recording.
No.
Senior Vice President and head scientist for Alexa said in the event Wednesday that the desire behind the feature was to build greater trust in the interaction users have with Alexa by putting more human attributes of empathy and affect. See, I don't think this is a good...
No, it's not a good idea in any way.
In a video played by Amazon, a young child said, Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz? Then Alexa acknowledges the request and switches to another voice mimicking the child's grandmother.
Hmm.
The voice assistant then continues to read the book in that same voice. Hey, how about if we just as real people read to our kids? How about let's do that. Want to do that? Let's do that.
Hey, Alexa, tell my son who lives in the basement at age 30 to go get a job and then make him do it. Now, that would be something useful.
But let's think about this for a minute. You think about how the nefarious things that can happen
absolutely.
With this. If you've, you know, kidnapped somebody and you're trying to convince people that they're still alive and you use Alexa that. Or if you're, I know I watch a lot of true crime. I'm just saying, I don't know that this is a good idea. You want your mother to read, you want recordings, then ask for those recordings.
Right. Yeah.
I vote nay.
I vote nay big
on
time.
On this one.
I just think it has all kinds of attached fallout to it, you know.
Jay said, okay, Janet, you're getting my Alexa excited. She's blinking when you say Alexa. Alexa, send Janet Rose money. Do you think that'll work?
It worked for Soupy Sales.
Okay.
Back in the day. He told the kids that watched his show to put a $20 bill in an envelope and send it to him. It was a big controversy back in, I guess, the 60s or late 50s. I think payola was invented after that. So,
okay.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know about this. So, you know, last week we were talking about the Westminster dog show.
Oh, yeah, the dog show. Yeah, and a bloodhound one, right?
The glorious floppy-eared, saggy jawed bloodhound. He was gorgeous.
Right.
So, in an effort to give equal time, did you know there are cat shows?
Did not. I'm surprised cats would allow it. Just saying.
So, I was reading an article over the weekend. I didn't know that there were such a things as a cat show. And I know there are pedigreed cats, but it's not like, I mean, once you get past Siamese, Maine Coon, the ugly Egyptian bald cat.
Right.
That's all I've got.
Oh, it's all you got.
I don't really know that many. The Hemingway cats, I don't know what they're called.
Oh, I don't either.
Thumbs.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Cool. I like them. But see, I don't even know the proper name. I would make a terrible cat judge, apparently.
Well.
Apparently, it's a very similar format.
Okay.
To other shows.
I see.
Cats, even during the moment of judgment, will make their voices heard.
Oh, really?
As if they have something to say.
Sure.
They frequently try to interact with unseen neighbors, batting around any sliver of paw that pokes from cages. Just the video is hysterical.
Wow.
You know none of these cats want to be judged.
No.
You want a real cat show, you let the cats judge you.
Exactly. I was going to say the tables are turned.
That would be more accurate.
Yeah.
Because even if you think you're judging them, they're really judging you.
And then let some kind of like voice from Alexa come out and say what the cat's thinking. My brother just texted me and said, Alexa, what's Joe Biden trying to say? That is something even Alexa can't figure out. I'm sorry.
Cats are not judged in the way that I, as an audience member, chose my favorites at Santa Paws, or by how adorably they interacted with the scratching pole, or how badly they wanted to play with the unseen cat in the neighboring cage. A cat only needed to let out an especially sad meow at the owner's departure from the ring for me to immediately root for that contestant's success.
Oh, wow.
I could be easily swayed. Not so for cat show judges, whose methodical approach instead compares the cats to a standard describing the perfect example of a particular breed.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. A Russian blue was disqualified for an abnormal tail, the incorrect number of toes, or a long coat. I'm waiting for somebody to come and protest dog shows and cat shows as being cruel, because I kind of feel that way about the little kid beauty pageants.
Oh, that's, yeah. Yeah.
Toddlers in tiaras.
Nope.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's just kind of creepy, I think.
45 breeds of cats. I didn't know. I do like the one with a little scrunched up face, though. That's a good one. Hey, did you see some of the photos we had over the weekend? I'm going to share these.
Oh, the lightning?
The lightning. Yes. We didn't. I mean, we had some thunder and some rumbling.
Yeah, we had some rain, too. Welcomed.
I didn't see anything like some of the photos that they were shooting from the Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
A really gorgeous lightning strikes and over the mountains and that kind of thing. It was really pretty.
Okay.
I'm going to put those up on our Facebook page. Don't forget.
One of them going sideways, which was odd. I didn't see how that one went down. Maybe I didn't look at your screen quite correctly.
No, it looked like it was going sideways.
It was left to right with no north and south.
There's all kinds of interesting things you can see on our Facebook page. If you're not a friend with us on Facebook, go on there and look up The Morning Jam, and you'll see things from the show, and sometimes it's just fun things that we'll put up. Also, don't forget to check out thelynchburgportal.com.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put the in there.
Yep.
Thelynchburgportal.com. All things Lynchburg are going to be found on there, including your weather, some events that are coming up. If it has to do with Lynchburg, chances are you're going to find it there. And you can stream all of our radio frequencies that way as well. We've got 11 different radio frequencies on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. And we have Rewind 103.9, which is Lynchburg's based classic hit station.
Yep.
Find out about it all at thelynchburgportal.com. And don't forget our app.
Yeah. Check our app out by going to your app store, type in Virginia Talk Radio Network, and you'll see our orange app that pops up. You download that, and you can get all of our stations right there on one app. It is a great way to stream what's going on in case you get out of the area and want to still hear what's going on here on the Morning Jam or the rest of the network. Our Rewind 103.9 frequency is up there as well. Go to your local app store for Droid or Apple and type in the Virginia Talk Radio Network. You'll see it right there pop up, our orange logo. Download it, and you can listen to any of our stations there. Make today awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be Come to the Table Tuesday with Harvest Baptist Church and Honey Baked Ham. You can send in your entry just by texting us, 434-248-0704.
We're going to also talk to Dr. Bob Denton in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow about the G7 and some of the fallout with Roe. Always interesting to talk to him. We'll also talk some Virginia politics as well. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m.